o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight,
hello.
Is our Best Western. You could save up to 20% off at bestwestern.com. And
might I also add, the 20% is not for the faint of heart. If you don't like 20%, don't even take 20%. Take 5. And then take your sweetheart and do whatever. That's why it's called a room. And
which element in will be a very, which we offer something from there for all those who have sweethearts and lovers.
All those who have sexual needs, go there. You'll be pleasured beyond belief. They have everything. Even I went and I went, oh my fucking God. You know.
And don't we have some sort of code?
Yes, we do have a code. So, can you say the code, or
you
do I have to say the code? Okay, fine. I'll say the code. Well, it's use the code AE coupon. That's AECOUPON at checkout, and expires on the 30th.
So you do have about under 2 weeks to get your fix.
Yes, oh. And is officially here. We're all in. Now we could get this party in here.
Well, the party is going to start. Well, we have some good news before we get into ransacking everything. And trust me,
yes,
we have a good show tonight. We we discovered among our travels that pretty much, there is an autistic teen who has a 4.0 GPA and is headed to Township University and is autistic.
I thought it was good news returning.
Which is fantastic. At least this is really good for this salutatorian, and
yeah,
it's not viewed as, and at 17. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The thing is that when, I guess, he said something really cool, which is that having a disability doesn't mean that you have a disadvantage. Sometimes it can be an advantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I totally agree with.
I think we all can agree with that.
I mean, for one thing, in terms of disabilities, everybody says, it's a disadvantage, and you don't have, I guess, the luxury anymore of anybody saying, oh, yes, it's a disability, and they go, what's a disability? You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's like, what is normal? I don't know what normal is.
See, I think people have been questioning that for ages. You know.
It is
kind of funny because it is kind of funny in the fact that the spectrum of autism, my psychologist, right, she's a leading expert on autism, and she said that, you know, it's a myth that people with autism aren't smart. No, you guys are very smart. That they don't flutter in their own social environments. That may be true, but once you actually get to know a person, you're fine.
Right.
But it's getting to know the person. And what this kid did was defied everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you need more of those, especially in war, which we'll get into later, and World Cup, which we'll get into later, and bigger issues, which we'll get into later, or later in the podcast. But it is incredible to do that. And, yeah, it's incredible to basically achieve that in such a small amount of time. You know, and at his age, too. I mean, what do you think about the situation? Hello?
I'm here.
Well, I mean, Ali, what do you think about it? I mean, as a, just from a personal standpoint.
Personally, I say this personality friend that has autism, it doesn't define the person. I look at it as people always will have something different. Why are you going, it's to the point where it's like there should be judgment. There should be, right? Like, I look at him and think more people should do what they want to do in life. If there's, when there's a will, there's a way. And
exactly.
And no amount of people being different in one way or another, it doesn't define a person. The only way it defines you is if you let it define you.
Well, you know what they say, which is if you let something take fully over you and don't say, this is me, I wear it, I live it, but you don't let it help you, it can, at times, sort of defeat you in what you want to do, you know. And
right.
A lot of people put disabilities at a huge, huge huge thing where it's either one way or the other. They don't see you as a person, they see you as a thing. You know?
Or at least that's
the way it used to be.
There's groups that want to help people with disabilities, but they see people as more of a number, more of a, another way of, for them to get something in return. There's good advocates out there, and then there's those who...
They want to take you for a ride.
Yeah, pretty much, and that's that. And how I look at people being advocates, you have a... There's a way of saying you have a justice to provide for those with disabilities. You don't do them a dish job. You don't just be like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Or I'm not going to do
well,
that.
And to boot, if they're treating you like a dollar amount, best to get out of the way quickly.
Okay.
Because the last thing you want to be treated as a dollar amount, you know. And there are some agencies, we won't name which and who and what, but there are some agencies that will say, oh, yes, we're here to help the person. Well, the person is costing us $13,000 a year or something like of that nature. And the person is more valuable than the $13,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But the opposite is actually happening, where they go, oh, yes, we're going to screw with what you have, whether you make it from Social Security or you make it from something else, you know. And it's rather stupid.
It's a disservice.
I mean, it's a disservice rather than a service.
And you never know what kind of mental stressors could be going on also with the person as well. I'm just saying more as a hypothetical. Putting up that hypothetical question, do they know what's going through that person? Do you know what that person would face on a regular basis? Some people, yes, people could relate, but others, they look at it as, yeah, their number, whatever. They could do whatever. Say, we won't pay their bills, which is important. Oh, we'll miss bills. We'll do that. We'll do this and the other and not do their job.
Yet the funny thing is that they don't. I remember very distinctly. I was going through getting my SSR, and every time it gets reviewed, this, that, and the other thing, you have to prove that you're still disabled. Which is kind of, it's a very mysterious process, because they go, they summon you with a letter, they summon you with a dollar amount. They say, oh yes, we're going to give you this dollar amount, and we're going to give you the highest thing, right? And then, we're going to review you as if you're a nobody, or slouch, or anything like that, or even physically disabled. If you're mentally disabled, wait a second, we can't see that, so that's not a disability. Well, it is. I'm just going to tell it from my standpoint.
It would be the whole ADA gets involved, and when ADA gets involved, or other entities.
I mean, there are other entities involved in government. But the ADA laws were created for a reason. Recently in the news, we had a school in Maine, I believe, that entrapped kids with Down syndrome and basically used them as slave labor for 5 years, and nobody really knew that. And when they discover it, everybody was so shocked. Well, how do you do that and say, oh, yes, we're all shocked now. You know, there's how does this happen? How does it happen where people get abducted and we don't hear from them in 5 or 6 years, and we worry about them, and then when they turn up, we're no more surprised that they were probably assumed dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really disheartening to see that happen in the news, and so little of this population of this world, this beautiful world that we have and we are, take little notice. The same thing goes for the girls in Kenya. Though they're not disabled, it just reaches the United States over Twitter.
Right.
You know, so social media has a very good use in this world. But
yeah.
The thing about it really is, how do you use it responsibly? How do you engage with the world on a more sociable level, be it with pictures or sound or views and opinions that sting
yes.
and might hurt people? I mean, I don't see anybody doing it in a way that is ethically responsible anymore.
Right.
I see it as people are doing it as an excuse.
Right. And before we get it going any further, I guess we're a little bit switching things up.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Now,
with that out of the way,
sir? Yes.
That out of the way, I can finally say, you fucking sodding bitch. No, anyway. I mean, the thing about it is that with disabilities, nobody realizes how bright the opposition is. You know, if you're in a war with people who are disabled, one, they're going to probably chop their cane at you. Two, they're probably going to chop their wheelchair at you. Three, they're probably going to use the motorized wheelchair to shove things at you. Be prepared, this might be the worst battle of Gettysburg you've ever seen.
Or
but it might be
even
the best.
Worse. Or it could even be even better. Those that are witty and learn and are, yes, they may have challenges, but then those as well use their intelligence against people. There's the other form, so it's the double-edged sword. It's like,
it's the double-edged sword, and people go, wait a second, it's moving.
It's the whole, or it's the whole,
it's the dawn of man. I mean, it's the thing of the dawn of man, and even Darwin going, wait a second, the species is working, it's working, oh my god, and I can see, you know, the Planet of the Apes in the very beginning. Just imagine it as disabled people. You know, and it's kind of funny in that retrospect, because you go, dun, 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 you know, and the final thing of, dun, 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 you know, and you're, wait a second, oh, shit. They're not wearing red coats, are they? This isn't, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. But this autistic kid actually became valedictorian. Way to fucking go. Way to go. Keep pushing ahead.
Yeah.
Now your next step is to become a Nobel Prize physicist without meeting Einstein. Can you do this? Maybe.
We will have to see. I could
see
a lot of great things for that kid, in that kid's, in the I could see that kid having a very, very, very good future. And actually saying...
We hope this for all autistic kids. We hope it. I mean, whether they can get the language barrier out and actually express it is quite another thing.
I know, but I'm just saying it's when it comes down to people with disabilities, they're never down for the count.
Yeah.
It might seem like they're down.
Oh, no, we know how to play dumb.
Oh, we know how to play dumb. We also know... There's also that we have our own game. We have our own playbook.
Everybody, if they are disabled or mentally impaired or anything like that, we have our own game books. And world, listen very, very carefully. Our game plans are better than yours. Way fucking better. Well, that's all I have to say about that. You know,
I mean,
it's going to be fantastic.
We just get misplaced.
Sorry, what?
Say we don't get lost, we just misplaced.
Well,
yeah,
Gerald Tolkien said it best. Those who wander will always succeed, or something of that nature. He said something really cool that I stuck with. In my flat in London, was that he said all that wander are not lost, which I totally believe.
And when I was growing up as a child, my grandmother would always say, if you can't reach for the moon, reach for the stars.
Yeah.
Because you'll go somewhere. Or if one door isn't open, there's always other ways. You'll find that way. You'll find.
And the thing is, I mean, when I was a kid, unfortunately, I went to one of the worst schools for private education, where they instilled negative reinforcement into me and said, oh, no, you're just basically just shit. And you're absolute shit, which makes you absolutely nothing. So the thing is that if you believe that and you take the carrot and you run with the carrot and you say, and then you chuck the carrot into a blender that says S-H-I-T, well, then you've just defeated S-H-I-T.
When they came to me, when people would say, oh, you're dumb, you're this and the other, I was always like, yeah, no, not so much. And when people would try to get me on soccer field, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how many balls you can catch.
Well, no, it's let's see how many balls you can catch. Let's see how many, for me, it's plays you can write. I've been able to write. I've been able to write for having my first one produced and got onto NPR and the BBC by the age of 23. Can you say, well done, or can you say, sort of?
And then me,
you know,
created this show, and I created this from ground up. No one could take that away. And if people tried, there's no rules. They would have no grounds to stand on, either. This is me. Don't we have another story that involves Putin and giving a new,
oh, yes,
really...
yes, yes. Now we get into the real meat of this podcast.
Yes.
The meat is that Putin, newsflash, is now a centaur. Yes, for all you Harry Potter fans, he is just basically
join the Harry Potter universe and become a centurion. If you don't know what a centurion is, we will clarify this. It is a horse's ass mixed with a human's torso. We're not kidding. But anyway, yeah. So in 2008, this came in from a letter from Europe and from Paris.
Yeah.
And so Putin is known for a spectacular muscle pose, carefully cultivated over the past few years, and shows off his chest at news conferences and saying, "I am the biggest gay kahuna that has ever lived, except I don't like gays, I don't like the index, I fucked my wife, I fucked her off, and then, guess what, I barred communication all over Europe." Wait a second, sorry, Russia. You know, and it is kind of funny because, you know, we lambasted Putin a few months ago. Now he's come back and said, "I'm a centurion." I'm sorry, but who has the guts to say
it's
I'm
like
a centurion?
Centaur. It's like centurion,
a centaur. Exactly.
He loves centaurs. He must be. Too bad Harry Potter isn't real.
No! Let's not spoil the illusion. It is real. But
it is real.
It's in our
but
mind.
It
is real.
It's in our mind.
But
yes,
it's
in our mind.
It is funny because two extraordinary remarks came from about Hillary Clinton, and then he asked two French journalists on June 4th about her comparison to Russia's seizure of the Crimea to Hitler's aggression in the 1930s. Putin scoffed, "It's better to not argue with women." When people push boundaries too far, it's not because they are strong, because they are weak. Maybe weakness is not the worst quality for a woman. Okay, Mr. Putin, let's just say this. How the fuck do you know what women think?
It's
number
like
one.
Women don't like... It's like... So you like to have a horse's ass.
No. So do you like to have... Do you have like to have a riding crop that says S-L-U-T? Paved across your buttocks? Because I think that's what you're about to get from about a million women. But wait a second. The funny thing is that between womenism or feminism and Putin, I could see clearly why he divorced his wife.
Maybe he wants to be some like a transgender, but then that would go against his own policies to boot.
If he became a transgender, he'd have to contact GLAAD and say, "Listen, I've grown up. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm absolutely senseless, and everything I just said and just heard is a lie. The stone-faced." Lie. And also my wife, truth. The fact that I don't know any better?
Truth.
Half truth. The fact that I'm going to be put on a lie detector test any second. Truth. Now, I don't know about you, but the funniest thing about Putin, it's probably his name. Vlad.
Vladimir Putin.
Vlad. Just Vlad.
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 So, Vlad. Don't call me Vlad. You know, don't call me Vlad. But isn't that like saying to Mrs. Clinton, please don't call me Hill.
or don't
you
call
know.
Or don't say, yeah, I want to call Bill Bob
and make if Hillary were to run, that would make
Bill or Will
mm-hmm. piggyback of the friend of the White House would be the first ex-president to become the Secretary of the Interior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But wait a second, that's RuPaul. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul, I keep having visions of,
RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, in the White House. I keep having visions of it. You know. I mean, what do you think, Johnny? You seem so silent.
It would be weird to see RuPaul in the Drag Race White House.
Wow.
Hella.
What? I mean, it would be weird. But then again, Allison, what would you think about it? I mean, if it really came true.
RuPaul White House drag queens. What makes for an interesting? It would actually make for an interesting TV series, which,
yes.
It would be something to watch. Seeing him interacting with Mrs. Clinton and being like, yes. I want to be part of one of your... It would be hilarious. At least my
not
take
as,
it would
I
be...
I mean, the non-deplume of the fact that
our president is no more than 6 feet taller than Obama. Oh, sorry, 6 inches taller than Putin. And then again, Mr. Obama is not exactly pals with many of his fellow leaders. He has a cool
right.
demeanor and is admired by and resilient by the international counterparts, some of whom he remembers, but not always fondly. You know. However, Mr. Putin, back in 2001, Mr. George W. Bush, took a measure of Mr. Putin's soul and found him to be a very straightforward and trustworthy person. Sorry, what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? Please tell me what the fuck you are talking about. Putin, trustworthy?
Yeah, no.
I don't think so. But yet, let's be fair on this front, Allison, he did establish this rapport with Bush. In 2001.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. But then, in 2001, the war was going on as well. It's still going on. But in the end, international diplomacy has little to do with personal relations. They may be warm and fuzzy or cold and muscular, but everything you have to do is personally perceived as national interests.
Sorry.
But does that mean, you know, but it brings up another point.
does that mean that leaders shouldn't watch their language?
I don't think so.
Anyway, moving on. What else do we have?
Ah, yes, yes. What would... what would you do if you had a phone where you could smell scents?
Huh.
Well, yes, and also, oh, no. I mean, the thing is that you can now buy a scent-smelling phone.
Yes.
Yes. Can I just intercede? I mean, what exactly do you think they do with this phone?
This could go right or horribly wrong.
I don't want to know.
What is it? Every time you press a dial, though, every time you press a dial or a button, a different smell comes out.
I would be very careful if it's not something you hook up to the phone, and if something is near it, it could go awry very badly.
Well, things can go awry. Things can stray. But how in the world do you... How is this done?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Even though frankly, a phone like Cinnabon would be pretty awesome.
Well, it would be funnier.
It would be funnier
had the the phone been programmed to smell like shit, so that anybody who you hate can actually smell like shit.
You really smell like
shit. But, let's just hope they don't have a smell that smells like crap.
Smells like crap in here.
I guess
drop the phone in the toilet. Did I just pick up?
Or what if someone was talking to you and they had a child nearby? I don't know how bad that would be.
No, I mean, it would be horrible. But anyway, this is absolutely stupid. Moving on.
Yes, you guys.
Moving on.
Take that one.
Moving on. Hello? The next subject.
Take it.
Well, Scotland and Europe do not see eye to eye. They have never seen eye to eye, have they?
Maybe.
Have they ever seen eye to eye? With the exception of the movie Braveheart?
Nope.
Not really.
You know. Does one go into the Scottish Highlands and say, I'm going to have the UK? And everybody is silent.
Yes, we are. He's very enjoying hearing your lovely voice.
What?
Yes. We're listening to your voice. The whole...
Oh, God. But anyway, what do you think on the situation?
Yeah, makes things interesting. Really... Really... I don't... I'm not 100% sure what to say. It's more of a speechless at this time.
Well, I mean, I think there are two parallels to this that we can take. One is we root for England or Scotland to leave England and it becomes its own country. But the decision to leave would be...
It would be rude.
It would be disastrous.
Huh.
It would be disastrous. Because of the economic uncertainties.
Right.
You know.
Right. No.
But yet, if Britain seceded from the UK, Scotland, it would probably be an awful thing.
Is Britain and Scotland are, as much as they may not like to be one, they are one in a way.
I mean, they are one in a way, and the ways that we can count are pretty, you know, pretty substantial.
Right.
If they had seceded from the Union, from their Union,
right,
you'd see a lot of people going, "What the heck are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
And why are you leaving?
Right. It's like you don't just do that.
You don't just do it, but you don't just up and leave either.
Right.
You want to take the next topic?
What about Johnny?
Oh, Johnny. Yeah.
So, let's see. So, Kim Jong-un takes a submarine ride.
Interesting. They should have shut him down then.
Would have been only too... That would have been too funny to see. Or to have it taped, like, candid camera.
I think it felt like him. I think... just for kicks. Right. I think his, assistants went, "Do you know what Kim has never done?"
What?
"He's never been in a submarine. This is our chance to trap him."
It's like submarine party. It's like, let's see when this submarine party will take place.
I mean, it would be very funny. I mean, if he got trapped.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
You know,
if he got trapped in there, then it would be hysterical. Could you think of the possibilities of Close Encounter?
Yeah. In so many ways. Certain ways that I guess would be hilarious.
I mean, how? How did this happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I knew, but if I didn't know, it's okay that you...
If we didn't know, okay? If we didn't know, then so sue us. You know what I mean? If we don't know what their intent is, then how does one even care?
Right.
Please tell me.
It's like, we're not doing it. It's fine. It's so fine. Does it matter?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You're right. Fuck it. Sort it. We don't sort of give any shit about, you know, King Jong-un trying to get his way out of a submarine. We don't give a shit about Kim Jong-un trying to get his way out of the submarine, do we?
No, not
possibly,
really.
Possibly not. Because of the fact that we would all wish that he got stuck down there.
Yeah.
Please, just go down the hole and never return. You know. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see. You know, at least he's trying to take photo ops.
It's
crazy.
It really is.
I mean, do we have any words for this?
He needs help, probably.
Could you imagine him and any psychologist?
I would make it interesting and fun.
I mean, fun in a way that is hilarious and beyond scary in another.
Yeah.
Because how do you go through life as a psychologist trapped with him?
Yeah, you don't. That's when psychologists would be like, there's the door, buddy.
There's the door.
Oh, there's the door. Let me get my yen, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think about it? What is your view on it?
Mine or?
Yes,
two.
Yours.
My view. I would like him. I would have as much as I'm. As I think that he thinks that he. As much as I say he needs help, sure, but a lot down there.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
And throwing away the key. And call me a day. And say,
I mean,
no!
I think a lot of people are scared to tell him shit.
The ones we're done or we're over or
no, I think a lot of people are scared to tell him is it over?
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
He's a crazy motherfucker. Like, I'm sure if it came down to his new Freddy, which allegedly he has new Freddy whenever, or and he does those testing, which in my opinion, he needs major help.
I mean, he needs a lot of help in the psychology.
I wonder if he needs a hug from his mom, or a hug.
I don't think he has a mother.
Yeah, maybe. Very true. But I'm just saying, maybe that's why he's so cold.
I mean, how do you do it? You know, how do you take control of a country and then, you know, all the people love you? It's pure propaganda. I mean, that's what it is. It's pure propaganda. And, I mean, I hate it.
I don't like it either. And propaganda is, no one should go through that. And
nobody should be forced to like a dictator that, you know. A dictator that, a dictator which is clearly out of his mind.
Yeah. I agree. He's crazy.
You know, he even has a very crazy haircut, which I'm not too fond of. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not too fond of anything that he does.
Yeah, and it's like you're wanting to think you're sorry. Yeah, he's
it's like, could you just, it's like, could you go away now, please? Please.
I mean,
fancier than ever.
It is, it's incredible. It's incredible. I mean, I have nothing else to say on the subject. I mean, do you want to intervene?
No, why don't we have Johnny? Since Johnny...
Yeah, Johnny, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Still on vacation brain, I guess. It's over.
No, I mean, if a dictator stepped into your lane and said, "You're going to follow my orders."
I'm sorry.
What would you say?
I'd say, "Hell no." At the risk of being shot, like, hell no.
At this convenience shop, okay, so then you're in front of a firing brigade. Then what would you say?
Yep. I'm going to go down kicking and screaming.
Even if they had you by the wrists?
Even if it hurt. Then I'm standing up for what I believe in.
Bless you, my son. Bless you. I mean, myself, I would drag him into a very dark shed, and we would have a little talk. And the talk goes something like this: "Why are you torturing everybody? And why do you hate women? And why do you hate everything that goes against everybody else's policies?" Do you have an answer? No?
Yeah. Oh, not really. I'm just getting close to the end of the show as well.
Yeah, as well. Anyway. Yeah, take us out.
You can find all of our shows and information and links to books, blogs and everything else on itsmyhero.com/antipress, and those affiliates that we said in the top of and when we first started, find those on antipressco.com. You could also check our blog, which is antipressmeet.me, and it's, yeah, pretty much it. We'll be back.
See you later tonight.